Welcome to the Ham and Cheese Podcast, the podcast of a couple of guys in a league. It's good to be back.
We are back.
I was in Mexico last week. This week came back. Big Dick Nick already with a win.
Yeah, he's a good one. He has two wins.
Yep, got two wins over Brady. We're looking at a pretty interesting week this week. A lot of movement in our league. A lot of crazy things happening. Do you want to take us through a couple of the things that happened?
Let's talk about some notable injuries. Who's some guys that went down? Mr. Chris Kim suffered an injury with Mr. Austin Eckler.
Yep.
Chris Godwin goes down again. Again, doesn't
Man,
affect.
That's all Chris. On Chris's team.
Affects Chris's team. We got Andy, Mr. Nick Chubb. He lost Chubb.
That seemed like it was just going to be a couple weeks. That's better than what it looked like.
You know who that benefits? Mr. Simon Peck. Just waiting at the end. Just
we
waiting.
Don't need anything to benefit.
Waiting, Mr. Simon Peck. Who else got hurt? Devontae Adams, another Andy Lee player.
Julio didn't play the whole game.
That's a Timothy Kim player. Who?
I'm trying to think if there was anything else notable. Can't think of anything else, but we did have some crazy trades that happened this week.
Yes, sir, we did. We'll go with, I had two of them, so I'll kind of give you guys my rationale. So my first trade was with Eddie Lee.
Yep.
I traded away Miles Sanders and Calvin Ridley, my second and fourth round picks.
Yeah.
Very unorthodox that I trade such high picks.
It was your second round pick, but it was actually your first pick overall.
My first pick overall. And then for Justin Jefferson, people don't even know who these guys are, so... Justin Jefferson out of the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Antonio Gibson out of the Washington Redskins or Washington football team, and Dalton Schultz. My rationale. Very unpopular trade. I know some people had problems with it. Some people thought I got trade raped. If you think I did, you're not watching the Eagles or the Falcons play football right now.
And I actually think that's a pretty decent trade in the sense that Dak has thrown the ball on average 400 plus.
I want... any piece of the Cowboys.
I agree with that.
I want any piece of the Cowboys for fantasy purposes.
I love Antonio Gibson, the way that he's being used overall. He's working the passing game. He's working the early down games.
They're always
the goal
down.
Line.
You got, what I remember about Antonio Gibson is that I wasn't very high on him until I realized that Ron Rivera is a coach. Their offensive coordinator is the same offensive coordinator from the Panthers.
Yep.
And one player that I always think about when I think about the Panthers was Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
And I was like, what position does he play? All right, who can I get? Tony Gibson? I'm hoping he just...
And he can catch the ball.
Yeah, he's putting up points for a crappy team.
They did bench Dwayne Haskins.
They did?
I don't know what that's really going to mean for Antonio, but he's been rising.
I think he's a three-down back. My gamble with him is that I'm betting that he'll be better than Sanders for the rest of the year. That's my gamble. Sanders sucks.
I don't know how to feel about that. I think Sanders is talented. I think the offensive line sucks, and therefore his production is definitely going to not be good in fantasy, especially this week.
I was not impressed.
Going up against the best defensive line in the league. With probably the best front seven in the league, bar none.
No, they had a lot of injuries on that team, but it just didn't. I'm not gonna bank on that. I've had a left bell. He's in a left bell situation where he's just behind a really bad line.
Yep.
No receivers. It's just gonna be teams will just be focused on Miles Sanders. I was like, I don't want a piece of that. I don't want to stress out. I don't want to see 20 carries, 65 yards, no touchdowns.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to get. And I didn't want to do that. I'd rather gamble. I'll gamble on Antonio Gibson to give me at least 10 a week with the reception.
The rationale behind Calvin Ridley, I understand from this last game. I don't think he can stack up against a number one corner. But Julio should be back at some point. And when he does, I think Calvin does eat.
He should. Again, I'm betting that Justin Jefferson is what I wanted Calvin Ridley to be all season. I want a two that gets number one wide receiver points.
Yeah.
And he has potential to do that in that offense. So, bad defense with a quarterback that loves to focus in on his receivers, I'll gamble on that all day.
Yeah.
But
I think the vast majority of the people think you gave away too much for too little.
You know, I might have. But again, I think I have depth at running back, which I didn't have before. So my big thing was I wanted I wanted a third running back that I could depend on. If I obviously have James Conner now, but if James Conner went down or Aaron Jones went down, I wanted another running back because I didn't feel safe there. And I had a receiver that I was not on board with anymore. So
yeah, and you got the best weeks out of him.
Trade him. Yeah, I thought I did okay. And then my second trade was with Simon Pack. I gave him Darren Waller, and I took on James Conner. It's very ironic that me and James Conner are back together again. He's my he carried me to a 13-3 season before, and I'm hoping that you know that all that hate that I gave him earlier this season, it's he forgives me because I need him to pull through for me now.
I actually really like the Steelers in general, just as a team. I think they're going to score. I think their defense can hold people down, which means positive game scripts.
Yeah, they like running the ball, and they keep running the ball. So I was like, you know what? If I can upgrade James Conner or like Miles Sanders for James Conner, all right, I'll try it.
I'll try it.
So it's more of a depth piece and more security. It's not
that I agree with. So I think Conner can do better than Miles Sanders. The Antonio Gibson one, that's up in the air for me. But
how about this? How about we make a bet live right now?
Oh rest my goodness!
Rest of season.
Rest of season. Yeah, so of fantasy season. Points.
Or fantasy points right now. Antonio Gibson still probably beating him right now.
Probably.
If not close. Not really close. I was surprised. I was shocked with how much they're using him.
I will take you rest of season. So first 4 weeks, we throw that out. We add everything from week 5 on. I'll take you on that. We'll figure
something out. That's you're being an Eagles fan again. But
maybe
you're being an Eagles fan. big difference. Big difference. Yeah, I like Antonio Gibson. I'll try him out. You know, let's be another Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey.
I like it. Let's see what other trades happened this week. We had Chris and Eddie. Is that right?
Yeah, we did have Chris and Eddie, and we actually have a special guest inside our house today to talk about this trade. We actually have Mr. Chris Kim in the building.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're in front of a live audience. First live podcast ever. Thank you, everyone, for your support.
Thanks for inviting me. I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you.
Chris, you had me scratching my head this entire week with Miles Sanders. I think very low of Miles Sanders. It's very evident since I traded him away. But what was your rationale behind giving away Galladay for Miles Sanders?
Well, basically, I got Galladay for free.
Thank you, Sam.
And I wanted to at least trade him for something because he was just either going to sit on my bench when Chris Godwin eventually comes back, or I had to try to get some value for him instead of nothing. And although I don't like Miles Sanders, I was really trying to go for James Robinson. Eddie wouldn't let go of him, so he tried to trade me just Miles Sanders straight up, and then I said no, and I asked him to throw someone in. He said any wide receiver, basically, besides Ridley, and I just chose the one that could have the most boom, which was Brown.
Yeah.
That's... When you put it from that perspective, it makes sense. It was a free player, so he basically he's saying he got Miles Sanders for free.
And I'm only going to use Sanders until Eckler comes back. Hopefully that's closer to 4 weeks than 6 weeks, but
good God. Sanders, he has a grade 2 hamstring strain.
Yeah, so. Sanders isn't my permanent RB2.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's great as a RB3, sitting on a bench or waiting for Eckler to come back, but what did you give up for? You gave up Galladay.
I gave up my waiver wire. What?
Yeah, he gave up his waiver. Yeah,
yep. Gave up his waiver wire.
Or Sam's mistake. That's what you gave up.
When you put it in that perspective, I think that's worked out.
I think I'm just two thinking pieces? With Chris. I told him that McCaffrey was ready to go. I was like, sell your guys as soon as possible because you have so much talent. Mm-hmm. At one point, I thought Chris was the team to beat. And I think Chris
Eckler went down.
Yeah, and then Eckler got hurt, and then Godwin got hurt. Uh-huh. So now Chris's team is not the team to beat.
I missed the trade for C-Mac by 1 week. So if Eckler was still healthy, I think I could have gotten C-Mac then. I think Sam did offer a trade for him, but I forgot who the players or pieces were. It must have been too high for me. But
yep. Missed it by a week. Yeah, it's which kind of leads into the next segment, Mr. Sam Pack traded And this was probably the trade of the century because we have not seen anything like this in a very, very long time. But he traded Christian McCaffrey and was it Jameson Crowder for... Sammy Watkins for Kareem Hunt and Robert Woods.
Robert Woods, yes.
And right now, in our studio, we actually have one of the guys that made the trade with us, Mr. Sam Pack.
Hey, 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 everyone. How you guys doing?
Surprise, surprise. Guest number two.
Oh, man.
So,
what a week. What a week.
Can you walk us through kind of your mindset? What were you thinking?
Panic. Lots of panic. No, I mean, at the end of the day, the idea was just my team was very, very hobbled. And I figured I had high capital with CMC. And so I figured I could actually trade a lot for him. And so I was hobbled in the both running back and the wide receiver area. And I could figure, I could get a quality, like a high caliber running back and at least a wide receiver.
You love Robert Woods.
And Robert Woods.
I texted that to you today.
He's my man.
Robert Woods and Sam is like a match. You know, like I love Zeke. Yeah. Like Woods is like a Sam guy.
Yeah. I love him. He's,
Sam's going to name his kid Woodpack. Big Woodpack.
Yes. Big Woodpack. That's my boy.
So, with the trade, Kareem Hunt, who is behind Nick Chubb, who has a ankle sprain, I think it was, a high ankle sprain.
He's going to be out for a little bit.
So he'll be out, what, maybe four to six weeks? 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep. But I will say, if there's, and I put this in our chat, if there's a team that can support two RB1s in fantasy, it's the Browns. They're making Chubb relevant, and at this entire time, even when Chubb was healthy, Hunt was relevant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That for me, that gives, I understood this trade from both sides, because now Simon is stacking his team, which he should. And then Sam is protecting himself. Right. Sam gave himself a running back one on most weeks and a wide receiver two at worst. Yep. At worst. I get it. And
safer floor. And then for Simon, on your side, you definitely solidified yourself in giving yourself higher potential. But my one concern is something that I think Han put in the chat. Connor put it in. But players coming back from injury. When we look at Saquon last year.
High ankle sprain, nonetheless.
Yeah. So when we look at Saquon last year, when we look at, just
people
coming back.
And Mike Davis is not a boob at running back. He's a good running back.
That was one of the reasons why I actually was able to do this and feel confident in doing this, because Mike Davis is actually kind of killing it right now.
Yeah, he's great.
And so
he's great.
Even when CMC comes back, I mean, who knows?
Why make it only CMC when you got another running back?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I don't know,
give Chubb the ball 100% of the time when you got Hunt on the back?
Exactly.
Too.
I don't know if CMC alone is going to save my season if I can actually get a good quality running back.
I thought that was the right move.
Yeah. I think you did a good job.
When people were like, that's a bad trade, I disagreed. I thought it was an even trade. Simon has the depth to do it. And Sam needed some more key players.
I think the trade actually favors Simon, but I think what it did for Sam was give him a shot at getting out of Kogi Bowl, which is great. I don't think it gives him the shot.
In our league, we never know.
True.
I'll say that. You never know. Right? True. Because all our guys might get injured 1 week and it might suck. But I liked it.
I'm going to win. Oh, jeez.
The confidence is high, guys.
I like it. Well, thank you so much, Sam. Thank you so much, Chris, for being guests. Let's jump on into our weekly predictions. Let's look at our matchups for the week.
Let's go with the two of the lower-seeded teams right now. LaMarvelous, Mr. Eddie Lee versus Team.
Timothy.
You got Gardner Minshew versus Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's
Lamar Jackson all the way.
It should go Lamar Jackson. Does have a knee injury. Keep an eye on that. We'll see.
All of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that's dope. Cool. That's dope. You guys need to get Sakias, and then you guys really have the full ensemble. But Higgins, Ridley, Gage versus Jones, who's probably not going to play. So Tim, just heads up. Cooper and Marquise Brown,
who might also not play.
Yeah, I'll go with Eddie's just because his guys will probably play.
I'll probably lean that way as well.
Cooper's good in that offense, but yeah, I don't trust Marquise Brown. Julio Jones hurt.
On a good week, I would have taken you, Tim, just to let you know.
Yeah, I mean,
if everyone was healthy, yeah. I probably would have taken you. But
not bad. We got running backs. You got Josh Jacobs, James Robinson versus Joe Mixon, Jonathan Taylor. Oh, these are pretty even. Pretty good names. I'm gonna go with Eddie's side.
I'm gonna go on Eddie's side as well, just because the matchups. I think
matchups favor. Are brutal. Yeah. Matchups are brutal for both Tim's running backs.
That's,
it's just matchup based, and I saw like a little report that James Robinson is gonna get the ball a lot more in the second half, which kind of plays in favor. I will say though, I'm glad that Josh Jacobs isn't on my team. He was someone I targeted pretty heavily, and I think that injury is really kind of affecting his play right now. Yeah. So. He's definitely kind of fallen off for me. Mark Andrews versus Hunter Henry. Mark Andrews, 100% day. And then, special teams is special teams. But I'll go with Eddie.
I'm going with Eddie. I really don't want to, but I think it's a safer way to go.
Go with Eddie. Yes.
Yeah.
It should be pretty bad. You got Chun versus Sam. We saw a little bit of smack talking this week.
I like it.
We'll go in Drew Brees versus Pat Mahomes. All day. That's no question. Then you got Will Fuller, Mike Evans, Robert Woods. Mike Evans already has 10 points, which is pretty spot on with projection wise. Versus Robbie Anderson, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen. Oh, this is a pretty even matchup.
It is a pretty even matchup. I like this. My question is, how healthy is Michael Thomas? I lean Master Chun's side. I lean Master Chun's side, but that's more so because of matchups. I think the Rams are going to be able to run the ball, so they're probably not going to throw as much. Jacksonville, you are able to throw on them, so Will Fuller might look all right, but that offensive line just doesn't give Deshaun Watson much time to throw. So
I'm gonna go with Sam's side on this one. I'll go with Sam. Yeah, it's I like the Will Fuller boom.
Yep.
Dude, Jacksonville can't play defense. Dude, they're terrible.
Yeah,
they stink. Robert Woods, again, really safe option. I'm going to assume, Saints' corners have not been very good this year. But, again, I'm not really sure how effective Michael Thomas is going to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if Robbie Anderson had a touchdown in long 100 yards. But I think Will Fuller can do the exact same. It's just more so that Mike Evans already produced. Yeah. I don't think Michael Thomas is going to hit 10 points. We'll go into Robert Mostert, Kareem Hunt versus Melvin Gordon, Todd Gurley. I can't believe Chun's working these two running backs and is still relevant in our league. But I'm gonna pick him again. I'm gonna pick Chun with Gurley Gordon. Oh, I hate to see it, but that's.
I'm actually gonna lean the other way. So this is very interesting. So for me, I think Hunt has all of the carries. I think Melvin Gordon with Phillip Lindsay coming back might see a little bit of a split.
A little bit of a split with who?
Phillip Lindsay. Isn't Phillip Lindsay back this week? You don't think it's going to happen at all?
He's coming out of a foot injury. If he's going to get carries, I don't see him getting a lot of carries. And then it's because I'm more scared about Mostert.
Yeah, so that's the big question mark. Mostert. Personally, for me, I hope he doesn't play because I want to be able to start McKinnon and not have to worry about Tuesday. But, if he plays, I mean, I think San Francisco has proven that they can produce an RB1 week in, week out.
They don't need Mostert this week anyways. They don't need him against Miami.
Dude, I really hope he doesn't play.
They really don't. That's the thing. It's more game script. And if it was like a really good team, I could see Mostert playing and being way more utilized. But he's playing a really bad Miami team.
Give him an extra week to rest.
Yeah, why play him? I like this tight end matchup because Sam actually picked up Jimmy Graham and he dropped him.
Dude, I don't know if you saw that catch. It was unbelievable.
It was dope. And then all I was thinking about was, oh, Sam had him. And I looked at him and said, oh, no, he doesn't have him. But he has Gronk. That's funny. Hayden Hurst is pretty irrelevant, too, in fantasy.
Yep.
I don't know which one has been rolling Hayden Hurst for such a long time.
Rob Gronkowski already has 5.2. I'm going to go with the 5.2.
Yeah. It's a safer option. You know what? Who do you have?
I'm taking Chun because of Pat Mahomes. I think I just don't know if Drew Brees can produce. I don't know if Michael Thomas is healthy. If Michael Thomas does blow up, I mean, Drew Brees, they're already feeding into each other. So whatever advantage happens in QB is going to heavily favor Chun. So I'm picking Chun for this week.
Yeah, I'll go Chun. I'll go Chun. Watch Sam. This is a week where Sam will win though, because we both picked Chun. All right, cool. Let's talk to the Pac Bowl. The Pac Bowl. We got Joe Pack currently starting Jared Goff, and Simon is doing his stupid strategy again.
If you want us to actually talk about it, start somebody.
He's gonna start Matt Ryan. He doesn't have anyone else.
No, you're right.
Matt Ryan should outproduce Jared Goff this week against the Panthers. You got Odell Beckham, Tyreek Hill, Jerry Jeudy versus freaking stupid Simon.
Yeah, dude, I'm not gonna pick your wide receivers for you. What you're trying to do is get me to pick who you're gonna start.
I'll give him his two that he for sure will start is McLaurin and Thielen. Both in really good situations.
Yep.
I
agree.
Joes are always like hit or miss, like Odell Beckham, Tyreek Hill, Jerry Jeudy. These guys couldn't be more boom bust right now, in my personal opinion.
Yep.
I'll go with Simons just because his receivers are safer.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, like, OBJ having the 3-touchdown game, Tyreek Hill always one throw away from like a 70-yard touchdown. There's a lot of potential there. You just got to have them all boom at the same time.
Yeah, boom bust. You got Zeke and who's Simon's other? Oh, he has like Carlos Hyde. He's gonna start Damien Harris. It's you got Damien Harris and Zeke versus Drake and David Johnson. I'm still gonna go with Zeke and Damien Harris. Dude, Kenyon Drake sucks this year.
I thought he was gonna blow up last week because of the matchup, and he did not produce.
He couldn't do it last week. He's not gonna do it.
Yeah, rest of the year. I agree.
He can't do it against who did he play last week? They lost last week to Carolina. Carolina, like you always feast.
Yeah,
with the running backs always feast on Carolina, but he couldn't do it. David Johnson, he just isn't the same anymore.
Nope.
You got Higbee versus Waller, pretty even matchup. I'm a Waller guy. Always will be a Waller guy. Can't believe I had to trade him away. I like the game script. They're gonna be down. Throw against Kansas City. He's like one of the only options there. I'm gonna go with Simon.
Yeah, I think Simon. Easy.
Freaking, he has Christian McCaffrey just waiting back there too.
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait for you to drop somebody when he comes off the IR.
we'll dig into Unzu versus Connor. You got Kyler Murray versus Josh Allen.
Dude, I'm taking Josh Allen. I freaking love Josh Allen. The problem is, will he play?
Yeah.
But if he plays, he's been putting a clinic on the league. I personally will take Josh Allen.
Unzu, you do have Kyler Murray playing the Jets, so I think it'll be a lot closer than they're favoring. You got D-Hop, Diggs, CeeDee Lamb versus Samuel, A.J. Brown, Juju Smith. I'm going Unzu's receivers all day.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs gets force-fed the ball. Hopkins does the same. CeeDee Lamb is part of this great offense, and he's like actually one of the focal points of that offense. It's a great scenario for him.
I love D-Hop, so
I'll go Unzu's receivers. You got running backs Mike Davis and Montgomery versus Edwards-Helaire and Dalvin Cook.
I'll take Connor's side on this.
Yeah.
I mean, David Montgomery's already produced. Mike Davis has been looking really good.
For Unzu to get 11.9 from Montgomery this week, that's great. That's a win for him.
It is fantastic.
That's a huge win.
But that being said, I just think Dalvin Cook is so solid. He's been unbelievably good. And any piece of the Kansas Chiefs will score normally. So I like Connor's.
I'm not as big on CEH as everyone once was, though. I've kind of fallen off on him.
He is smaller. He doesn't break tackles as well.
He's not a goal line.
He's small. But when he does make chunk plays, or when he does go out for like a wheel route, he's able to create something out of it. I still think there's value there, but I do agree with you. I think the touchdown potential is much lower than what we thought it was going to be.
It's that first week was a fluke. Travis Kelce, Gesicki, and Kelce all day.
Kelce. Yeah.
You know what? Give me Unzu here. I'm going Unzu with the upset, 7-4.
I'm gonna take Connor, and I think he's gonna do it this week. I like Josh Allen a lot.
Watch him not play.
Dude, it'd be hilarious. Yeah, if he doesn't play, then Connor's effed.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a really good quarterback matchup this week.
Yep. Let's go me and Andy's matchup. 5-3, I believe. Dak Prescott versus Russell Wilson.
I'm taking Russ, but not by much. It's going to be close. The thing I hate about Dak Prescott is they'll get on the 1-yard line, they'll look at Zeke, and Dak will be like, nope, I'm going to waltz it in.
That's great.
He vultured so many 1-yard touchdowns.
I tier him the same right now. Actually, I tiered Dak a little bit higher because their defense is worse.
I think they're
always playing from behind. So I love it. I love it.
I agree with you, but I don't think the Giants are good enough. I think this might be one of the weeks where Zeke is going to be force-fed the ball a little bit more.
I think the Giants might actually do a little bit more than people think. Because Dallas sucks. Their defense sucks. Their defense sucks.
Dude, I hope you're right.
Allen Robinson, Kupp, Gallup, Lockett, Samuel, Harry.
I'm going to go your side.
I'm not starting Gallup. I'm starting Justin Jefferson. I'm not gonna trade for someone.
I like that.
Just have him sit. I don't like. Yeah, I mean,
I just don't like N'Keal Harry that much.
I don't even like Debo Samuel that much.
Yeah, so Debo coming off of that injury, I'm not exactly
sure. He's not even a real wide receiver. Brandon
Ayuk showed that he's able to. He takes some of the load.
He's Samuel's again. They have two Debo Samuels. James Conner, Antonio Gibson versus. I'm not even going to talk about Frank Gore because that's irrelevant. That's 3 points that he's not even... I mean, I hope that he's irrelevant. But Ronald Jones...
Rojo showed up. He had a silent 100-yard game. He actually put 100 yards up. He looked a lot better than what I thought he was going to do. That all being said, I think Antonio Gibson is going to put up more than 9 points easily. I'm choosing your side purely because of Frank Gore.
James Conner is going to get force-fed at the goal line is my hope. You got Schultz versus Jonnu Smith.
I'm taking Jonnu.
I'm taking Schultz.
You taking Schultz?
Schultz. The touchdown potential is like, Jesus.
If you're throwing five, chances are.
Yeah, right. I'll take that all day.
That's a 20% chance.
I'll take that over Ryan Tannehill. I know Jonnu had that one good game, but I'll take Schultz. I won't pick my own matchup just because.
No, I'm taking you. I don't think it's going to be close.
I mean, if I lose that, and then I think we'll have one. Your matchup, right? You and Chris Kim. You and Chris Kim.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson, Big Ben.
I take D-Watt. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. And D-Watt has a lot to prove this week. They just fired Bill O'Brien.
Yep.
They need to get a win desperately. You got Metcalf, Moore, Boyd versus Parker, Chark, Slayton. I don't like Boyd this week. I do like DJ Moore this week. I do like Metcalf this week.
I like Slayton this week because of exactly what you said. I think that Dallas secondary is trash.
He could have.
And when that kid booms, he booms hard.
But he's boomed like the one time this season.
No. Look at last season too.
I'm talking about this season.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's been very. And he doesn't have Saquon this year.
That's true.
And it hurts him a lot.
I will say that. But just even in the past, I think when he's able to get open, Daniel Jones is willing to force feed him the ball. I'm hoping that's what happens this week.
I mean, they're gonna have to. They're gonna keep up.
Chark seems like he's gonna be totally fine. Devonta Parker's starting to, I think, get some of the volume that I was hoping.
I'm worried when Tua comes in. Tua's coming in. Whether it's this week or next week, he's coming in. He's knocking on that door soon. So I'm curious to see what that dynamic looks like
once
Tua gets there. Once that dynamic, yeah, Kamara, Sanders, Henry, Carson. I like your side. I like your side just because Sanders is gonna get shut down this week. There's no way.
Yeah, he's that's like the best front seven in the league, hands down. No questions asked.
Eagles are trash. It was frustrating watching that. I know they beat the Niners. It was frustrating.
Oh no! It was
because I was a Miles Sanders owner.
I'm scared Carson might die this week because they're gonna get him sacked so many times. It's gonna be really sad.
But Chris does have Kamara.
Yes.
Chris does have Kamara, who's guaranteed like 20 points.
Yeah.
But I'll still take Henry Carson.
The entire offense for that team.
Yeah, it's nice. And then Kittle, Cook. Kittle, no.
All the way.
Who am I picking? This is a good matchup.
I'm not gonna pick because I can't.
I like this matchup. Chris is going to get 0 points for Miles Sanders this week, so I'm going to go your side.
Man, the Miles Sanders hate. My goodness. He ain't that bad.
You're not watching football. If you don't think he's that bad, you're not watching football. I'll tell you that right now. He sucks. That team sucks.
I think his snap count was very low, which is what surprised me.
That's terrible. And you know what? Towards the end of the game, they were putting in the other running back.
Yes, I agree.
What does that say? Exactly. Exactly. If you're telling me he's a good running back, you're not watching football. And there's no argument with that. It's terrible. I was getting so pissed off. I was like, all right, get him off my team. But he'll probably be great now that he's not on my team anymore.
Dude, that's how it always happens. Have we gone through all of them?
Yep.
We've gone through all of them. Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of our week. You know, one last thing. We were talking. We're gonna bring the email back. If you wanna, if you wanna write in,
Joe Pack, send that email.
Yeah, if you wanna write in with some suggestions, some questions, some things for us to talk about, thecheesecast@gmail.com, dacheezecast@gmail.com. Go ahead and send them in.
Yeah, send
we'll
those
go
emails.
Through those next time. Peace out. Thanks.
Hope we get some emails.